This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats now battling over a $4.5 billion emergency aid bill for the southern border. Liberal Dems are outraged over the treatment of migrant kids, and they've been pushing for more protections in the bill. Acting ICE Director Mark Morgan says what's needed is simply the money so that they can improve those conditions.
We're actually begging Congress to pass the supplement so HHS could get more funding for more additional bed space for children. We're agreeing. We want to get them out of these facilities. The facilities are completely overcrowded.
He was speaking on the Fox News Channel. Convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman will be sentenced later today in New York and could do life in prison after being convicted in February of drug trafficking and murder conspiracy charges. Today is the 10th anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Police investigating the disappearance of a 23-year-old University of Utah student say their biggest hurdle right now is they're not sure if Mackenzie Lewick wants to be found. The assistant police chief in Salt Lake City, Tim Dowd, says there's no evidence of foul play so far, and they're asking a lot of new questions now.
Does Mackenzie have an alternate phone that she has used or is using? Who did Mackenzie meet in North Salt Lake City? Does Mackenzie have any social media accounts we don't know about?
And he says she appears to have gone willingly with someone she met at a North Salt Lake park after she'd been dropped off there by a Lyft driver. The murder trial of a decorated Navy SEAL resuming today. Eddie Gallagher accused of murdering an ISIS prisoner in Iraq. But in a stunning turn of events last week, a witness for the prosecution claimed he had killed the prisoner, but prosecutors say they're moving ahead with the case anyway. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee is warning about security vulnerabilities in airport security. Opening a hearing today, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings accused the Trump administration of shifting TSA resources to the southern border. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said that's being done because of a growing crisis at the border. Charles Johnson of the Government Accountability Office testified that risks to airport security are ongoing and always evolving. Health workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs are set to testify before Congress today about that agency's treatment of whistleblowers. The hearing comes on the heels of three VA workers who said managers took action against them for trying to reveal issues with VA medical centers. The head of a nonprofit support group for whistleblowers also scheduled to testify after more than 190 VA workers have reportedly come forward complaining of retaliation for speaking up. And the late Sam Cooke is getting a much-delayed posthumous apology from a Louisiana mayor in 1963. After traveling to Shreveport for a performance, the singer was turned away from a hotel because he was black. He and three others ended up arrested after leaving that hotel. Last weekend, the mayor, Adrian Perkins, issued a formal apology and gave Cook's daughter a key to the city. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Ball.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We're happy to have Brent Bozell with us, the founder and president of the Media Research Center, who runs the largest media watchdog organization in America with over 800,000 members nationwide, over 12 million fans on Facebook, oh, by the way. And he, along with his co-author, Tim Graham, the executive editor of Newsbusters, are presenting Unmask, Big Media's War Against Trump. Brent, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Bill, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to lay out the facts. I mean, for so long, when you've got intentionally 90% of the media reporting on this president being negative, it's clear that the scales are out of balance.
Much out of balance, Bill, that we've never seen anything like this, and I think it's got to be fair to say that something like this has never happened in the history of the Republic. I mean, you are closing in on unanimous negative coverage of a president and his administration when you've got 91, 93, 94, 89. We've been monitoring it every month since the election, since the campaign.
Right.
In October of last year, I'm looking at it from our book right now. Mm-hmm. In October of last year, the White House came out with a list of accomplishments. Now, this is 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. 3.9 million Americans off food stamps. For every new regulation, 22 deregulations.
Exactly.
The biggest corporate tax cuts in history, killing the individual mandate on Obamacare. The most circuit judges named in 1 year in history. Moving the embassy to Tel Aviv, from Tel Aviv. 4 million new jobs. ISIS defeated militarily. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And yet, 93, 94, 92, 89% negative. They simply are not, A, they're not going to report any good news, positive news, and B, they're going to focus on whatever bad news they can, even if it means making it up.
What is it, Brent? Is it just because Donald Trump is an outsider? He doesn't have the magic ring, the secret handshake that doesn't allow him to be part of the Beltway culture? I mean, what is it about him that threatens him so much?
Bill, I see it as three things. Uniquely tied. One is that he represented the end of, or potentially, the end of the transformational revolution of Barack Obama. That's how big a threat he is. They thought that this transformational revolution, which was well on its way, was going to be, in effect, ratified by Hillary Clinton. administration, who also would become the first woman president. But you combine those two presidencies and potentially 16 consecutive years of it, and you really would change America definitively. So first, he posed a threat to that. Second, it was the fact that they created this monster. He was somebody that they had had as a Hollywood entity. They thought that he could be tied around the necks of Republicans because they could make a sheer mockery out of him. And yet, the stronger he got, the more they were enraged by the fact that he should still be there. The more disgusted they became, and the more they began to despise the man, to the point that it is visceral hatred that they have both in Washington and in Hollywood. And then the third element was that he declared war on them. They've had opposition before from Nixon or Reagan, but nothing like this, where every single day, publicly, he put them on trial and questioned their honesty and questioned their effectiveness and humiliated them in public. So you put those three together, the threat to the revolution, the threat that he brought on and how they despised him, and then the war he waged on them, and I think it's a perfect storm, and that's what you got in return.
Well, Brent, he really neutralized him in a lot of ways. I mean, he is such a force unto himself. The media's been able to control the headlines all along, and now all of a sudden, they're not writing the headlines. Donald Trump's writing the headlines, and they're going, "Hey, who's moving our cheese?" Right?
It is driving them crazy. Now, you will have people like Les Moonves of CBS, president of CBS, did acknowledge that he was great, that he's great for ratings. And,
yes.
You know, you can look at that and you can say, well, look, you know, they look how well they benefit from it. That might be the case at the ownership level, or the administrative management level, but where it comes to the news level, they could care less about that. What they care about is how much he's controlling the agenda, the political agenda. But look, you know, with that 91, 93, 94% negative coverage, it hasn't affected his numbers. His numbers go up a couple of points, go down a couple of points. As we wrote in our book, this is a news media that tried to destroy Donald Trump, but destroyed themselves instead. And by that, I mean that they have vaporized their credibility. I don't think you'll ever look at CNN again and see it as a news network. You'll never see MSNBC again as a news network, or the New York Times, or any such place. I don't think they can regain their credibility.
Well, the unfortunate thing of this, Brent, is that our founding fathers, you know, were clear about having a free and fair press. It is incumbent upon this republic that it have a media that is fair and balanced and can call balls and strikes. And when they fail to do so, I mean, we lose all that talent and that, that part of what makes the republic work. And it's unfortunate that they have blown themselves up. What do you think? I mean, is there a resurrection down the road for the mainstream media?
Well, let's start with the first part of it. I do believe that the media represent a threat to democracy. Any time that you so control the flow of information that you can, in fact, create realities that aren't there, then you have affected the public conversation that you are, in fact, controlling the electorate. This is precisely what they have been trying to do. They spent months attempting to prevent him from becoming president. Since the moment he's been elected, their goal has been to remove him from the presidency. And in any way diminish what I've said. I mean that with every fiber of my being. Ever since the Mueller report came out, as
Brent, we've got to go to quick break. Stay with us. More from Brent Bozell. Unmasked, big media's war against Trump after this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
We'll be right back.
Back with the America Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Brent Bozell continues with us. He says his book, Unmasked, Big Media's War Against Trump, is a story of a media that set out to destroy a president and his administration, but destroyed themselves instead. Brent, I want to pick up from where we left off, and that is that, the media was so all in on the Mueller report that was going to be the answer. We've spent upwards of $65 million just on the Mueller team alone. We've got expenses from the Senate side, the House side, $65 million in counting has been spent to invalidate this presidency, to somehow lead to the road to impeachment. But, I'll tell you, that yellow brick road to impeachment, and not only is it dangerous, but it's reckless on the part of Democrats and what they're putting at risk.
Yeah, we talk about this in the book, pointing out that we went to press right before the Mueller report came out. But we pointed out that really it just didn't matter how it was going to come out. The media's coverage was just going to continue,
yeah.
And which is exactly what's happened. We then looked at what the impeachment debate was going to look like, and it is as we saw it. What we saw was two different forces within the Democratic Party. They're seeing that the elder statesmen, the sober ones, were going to look at this as a very bad idea. In fact, on the record, whether it was Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden or Chuck Schumer or anyone of Steny Hoyer, all the senior citizens of the Democratic Party have been on the record against this impeachment because they saw what it did to Bill Clinton and how Bill Clinton used it for his reelection. On the other hand, you've got the Democratic Party that is controlled by the radicals,
right.
And they are radicals, unlike anything we've ever seen in our lifetime. And the question was, would they control the senior citizens? And the answer is yes. That's what they're doing. So there's going to be an impeachment. Of course, that impeachment goes nowhere with the Senate. So why do the impeachment? In the hopes that it will damage the presidency.
Exactly.
And that, Bill, now takes us to what is the short-term impact of the press. They've lost all their credibility for the future. But up to this point, have they caused enough trouble for Trump? Can they cause enough trouble for Trump between now and the election to count to move the needle 2 or 3 percentage points? Quite possibly, and in a close race, that determines the presidency. On the other hand, can they so embolden Trump's base the way he wants them emboldened because of them to become mobilized and turn out in the kinds of numbers that increases his turnout by 2 or 3%? Quite possibly.
Right.
Bottom line, Bill, either way, the media will control the election next year.
Well, in the book, you address, the top 10 media and talking heads who hate Trump the most. Let's go down the list here real quick, starting with Jim Acosta.
Well, Jim Acosta came in at number one, and we write that Jim Acosta would probably be offended if he didn't come in number one. Jim Acosta doesn't like reporting the news. Let's be very clear about this. Jim Acosta wants to be the news.
The news, exactly.
To the point that he's just written a book all about himself and Donald Trump. This is the state of play in journalism today in CNN. And if I can mention one thing about CNN, and this gets to the questions you were asking before. CNN was once a powerhouse in the news media today. As of 2 months ago, their viewership, nighttime average viewership, was 271,000 people. That represents 0.2% of the American population. That 571,000 represents, and there are more people who own pet chickens in America than watch CNN.
Right.
And there are more prostitutes than viewers of CNN. Now, that was at 571. As of this month, month, it's dropped down to 529.
They're going in the wrong direction. But
and they've got Jim Acosta as their star power.
Right, exactly. MSNBC.
MSNBC, we gave number two to Joe and Mika. Interestingly enough, and why? Because there's a certain hypocrisy there. In November of 2015, Joe was such a fan of Donald Trump. He talked about his gut instinct and strength. In 2016, he said that the sight of Trump's plane landing in Iowa was, quote, like the Pope had landed with the Middle East peace pact to end 3,000 years of war. Now he calls him the tyrannical president.
Right, exactly.
He calls him a Nazi.
He's deranged, mentally deranged, and all that endless stuff.
Yeah.
And you got our buddy George Stephanopoulos.
George Stephanopoulos, number three. Now think about this. George Stephanopoulos gave $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation and saw no conflict whatsoever in covering the Clinton campaign. If there wasn't a conflict of interest, then I don't know what a conflict of interest is. And he's the head of the biggest show on ABC. Another way of showing his bias, if you're Mark Levin and you've written number one bestsellers, you might scratch your head and say, you know, why have I never gotten one second of airtime on George Stephanopoulos' show? James Comey comes out with his book, Attacking Trump, and he gets that heard of. He was given the entire hour devoted to his book. That's the double standard. Why did the president go on George Stephanopoulos' show last week? I'll never understand that. Very bad decision.
Sometimes I think Donald Trump does this to amuse himself. Even in answering his question, when they asked about if he got a phone call from a foreign, from a foreign country with Oppo Research. What Donald Trump is probably guilty of, being honest, because most politicians would have done exactly the same thing, but they would have said, they would have answered it differently. They would have said, well, of course not. I'd give that phone call to the FBI.
You do not. I can tell you that the Hillary Clinton campaign probably got 100 phone calls from people saying, I've got dirt on Donald Trump. And when that happens, you take the call. You call the FBI only when you find something suspicious in that phone call. Otherwise, no candidate says, let me put you on hold while I call the FBI. So I really liked him doing that. Now, on the other hand, there was probably a little bit of hubris in his decision to go on Stephanopoulos' show.
Sure, right.
Now I can handle them. Well, not every time you can.
Right, exactly. Every late night talk show host from Kimmel to Colbert and Maher, I know Jimmy Fallon's not there because he tries to stay apolitical. It's good for him. But that was number four.
Yeah, but because they have all become so weaponized on late night television, inserting themselves in the political dialogue, they're not funny. When they call the president, as Bill Maher does, a terrorist and a dangerous menace, and drug resistant super gonorrhea, when Jimmy Kimmel, puts on a porn star to talk about the president of the United States penis size, when Stephen Colbert calls him, I want to go through the words he's called him. Samantha Bee goes after the daughter of the president and calls her a feckless C word, and the audience bursts out in laughter. I mean, it's pretty disgusting. And the question we ask in the book is, can you name me? Steve Allen was the original host of the talk show host. Can anyone name me his politics?
Right.
And the answer is, you can't. And I will tell you, he was one of the most left-wing people in America. You never saw it on his TV show.
Johnny Carson the same way, Brian.
That's right. You never saw them. And they kept it, or they were even-handed, and a candidate could joke on both sides. You could laugh. Not anymore.
Not anymore, sadly. Unmasked, big media's war against Trump. Brent Bozell has been our guest. Brent, as we wrap things up, of course, we're going to link the book on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Book available at all the usual places. Final takeaway, for the readers. What do you want them to get from this?
Well, I think the conservatives need to understand that their number one enemy is not Nancy Pelosi. It is not Chuck Schumer. It is not a silly woman, AOC. It's not any one of the 38 presidential candidates. It's the national news media. They're the ones that are out to destroy the conservative movement.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing new financial sanctions against Iran, this time focusing on the country's supreme leader and other top officials.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters, clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Iran says the added sanctions signal the end of diplomacy. Healthcare workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs are going to testify before Congress today about the agency's treatment of whistleblowers. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Let me tell you, it's worth fighting, ladies and gentlemen, when you're talking about our liberty, and not only about us, but, hey, look at our kids, the next generation's behind us. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I knew it was a matter of time before we would have a brilliant researcher really help us understand what's been going on in our world of social media. Well, Adam Waitz is going to be joining us. He's an award-winning social psychologist whose new book, The Power of Human, How Our Shared Humanity Can Help Us Create a Better World, explores how we can reverse the trends of dehumanization threatening our humanity. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, I love this book because it helps, at least with my wiring and understanding, in light of, you know, dealing with all the social media and interaction and this new communication channel that has come about, I believe that in many ways it's dehumanized us. I think it's been a boon for what I would identify as introverts. Introverts love social media because it rhymes with their reason. It just easily flows. Extroverts, it's a little bit more challenging for us. We have to force ourselves to interact in the social media channels. But introverts, they're brilliant with it. But I think that what this has done is it's really helped to promote a division in this country and isolate us. And in the isolation of it, I've never found in the history of man that we are better off as individuals as opposed to when we bring our disparate views and ideas together to make for a better world, because when you look back through the history of man, it's when we're working together and cooperating that things are mo better, I might say.
Well, I completely agree with you. I mean, honestly, if you look at our evolutionary history, what got us out of the savannas and into skyscrapers was our capacity to do things together. We can cooperate in ways that no other species can. So as we become isolated from each other, it hampers our ability for collective action.
And fortunately, in the world of freedom, where we can experiment and go about our disparate ways, you know, somehow humanity has a way of coming back to center. And I think that this is what you're forecasting here, what you're seeing is what I've been seeing as well, is there is a movement back to the socialization of humanity, where we're realizing that being in our individual corners doesn't work, that we're missing something. And I'm not blaming this on introverts. I'm just saying, hey, look, this is just the process. It's been a grand experiment. And I welcome your book, The Power of Human, How Our Shared Humanity Can Help Us Create a Better World. Because before we can get there, we have to realize what's the vision? What is the potential of us coming together after realizing that what we've been experiencing for the last couple of decades? Hey, a good experiment. I think there's some good takeaways. But how do we take the value of these past two decades and bring it into this new opportunity that is coming about, whether we like it or not?
Yeah, so, you know, my book is positioned to say that we've been drifting apart from each other. We've become increasingly fragmented along political lines, socioeconomic lines, you name it, in everyday interaction as well, because of technology increasingly separates us from each other. And so what do we do about it? Why should we do something about it? So I want to argue that, A, it's not a good thing that we're drifting apart, because humans are psychologically important. We already know that social connection is important. Being socially connected to others helps us live longer. And as I mentioned, cooperation enables us to do great things. But humans on their own, keeping humans top of mind, gives it lots of meaning to life, gives lots of morality to life, influences us to do good things, and motivates us to do things that we wouldn't necessarily do on our own. And so the book is first making the case that humans are still psychologically important in the age of automation, and then second offers some ways to kind of rehumanize the world around us.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I have seen this as a big warning. You know, when you get people who come in, well-meaning inventors and AI experts who come in and promise, well, you know, you're going to be able to replace those $15 an hour employees that, you know, today it's 15, tomorrow it's 20, and all this stuff. But look, you still require that human reaction. But before even we get there, let's go back to the psychological basis of this, and that is the shared part of our humanity. I mean, endless research done on children, you know, who have been born, and those children who have human touch and interaction versus the ones that don't. We know that the ones that do thrive and are more successful in the early years of their life as opposed to the ones that are not.
Right. So if we really want to talk about what is the greatest power of human, it's this capacity for social connection, which literally makes us healthier and live longer. So you're referencing, I think, these studies of Romanian orphans.
Yes, exactly.
Deprived of touch, or the famous monkey studies of Harry Harlow. Those who are deprived of touch from their mother just simply do not fare as well, and in many cases perish. So the power of human touch is really one thing that we're finding irreplaceable in the automation age. And I even spoke with a woman named Ai-Chen Pu, who represents an organization representing care workers, nannies and elder care workers, people who take care of our family members. And there's been a lot of interest in creating robots to essentially care for people. And when I asked her about you know, how she thinks about this. She mentioned that human touch is one thing that you simply can't recreate with a robot, which is very important.
Well, and it's kind of wild because right now, I mean, speaking of robots, I mean, they're going to no end. They're trying everything they can. In fact, there's one company that is reproducing a likeness of your spouse that has passed away. And, you know, it's like, wow, that's, you know, that's bizarre. I mean, that is really, you know, you're getting to the point to think that human beings are so mechanical that the emotional qualities of our humanity are now going to be reduced to, you know, nuts and bolts.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think what technology can do is it can provide us something that's better than nothing, right? Whether it's, you know, a recreation of a spouse, or I've heard of these Japanese robots that even simulate a hug from someone that you're close to, or even Facebook connecting us to family members and friends who live on the other side of the world. But that better than nothing substitute is also no substitute for real life deep interaction and social engagement, which you could only get offline.
Well, it's an issue of sustainability, is it not? Because, I mean, for a moment, yes, better than nothing, but when you, once you get that, it's like, okay, is that all there is, like Peggy Lee saying?
Right, right.
You're probably too young for Peggy Lee. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take you back, but your parents would understand that.
The point is nonetheless taken. I think, you know, a lot of times, given how easy it is to connect with each other through social media, through Facebook, through email, it gives us the illusion that we're getting a lot of the benefits of social connection. And it's so easy to reach out and you know, tap someone on the shoulder virtually, but then at the end of the day, were those kind of minimal online interactions as fulfilling as one real life conversation? Probably not. It's just not the same nutritional value.
Yeah, anecdotally, Adam, again, talking about our humanity, I think we underestimate it. I mean, I've read stories where all it took was a smile from somebody who was heading out to commit suicide. And all of a sudden, it was a simple affirmation of a smile, an acknowledgement that they were there, because for some period of time, they had convinced themselves that, you know, they were hollow. Nobody even knew they were there. And for that moment in time, a person was acknowledged by another human. Who else can do that but another human being?
That's right. That's right. And what you're talking about is really...
Okay, I'll tell you what. We got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up there when we come back. Adam Waits is with us. More from him after this.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, when we pray, all the world has changed. When the church was great.
You know, the power of our humanity, it's so underestimated. The fact that a smile could save somebody's life, some acknowledgement of one human to another. Adam Waits continues with us, an award-winning social psychologist whose new book, The Power of Human, How Our Shared Humanity Can Help Us Create a Better World. Adam writes, humans have superpowers. See, it's not just on the big screen in the movies you go to. I mean, stop and think about this. The incredible feats that the humans do, and they do it so easily at times. And sometimes we're just so disconnected. It's like some force would want us to be limited in the power that we have. He writes, more than any other psychological stimulus, our presence can make experiences feel significant, inspire moral behavior, and encourage action. Recent studies suggest that we even have power over mortality. The survival rate of individuals with stronger social relationships has been found to be twice as high as those with weak relationships. Adam, you know, to your point about our mortality, you know, I myself have experienced this. You know, when I didn't want to go to school as a young kid, I would force myself into being sick. Guess what? I was sick. You know, so if I was crazy enough to make myself sick, why couldn't I make myself well or even feel better?
Right, right. Well, I think that's one of the most interesting findings of the past few decades, that social connection actually makes us healthier. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily even need to be tons of friends, tons of family. It's not a numbers thing. It's the meaningfulness of one deep connection with another person can have all sorts of positive effects on our, you know, reducing stress hormones, making us less susceptible to viral illness. And now these studies have shown that over time, you know, loneliness is as deadly as having a bad smoking habit, where social connection really makes us live longer.
Right. Well, I kind of like, there was a response with one of the supporting actors who won a Tony in this past season. And he said that one of the values he held to is that he wanted to be around people whose eyes lit up when they saw him. What a neat feeling, you know, and experience. I used to say that you want to be in a position where you can add to people's day, not take away, but along that same line.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, what you were talking about before, where just the simple acknowledgement or a smile can go a long way. I think what people really want to feel is they want to feel seen. They want to feel noticed. So if you can be the type of person that gives acknowledgement to people. I always say that, you know, this is something that we fail to take into account at work. Managers should really praise more than they do. If we do more acknowledging of each other, even in really simple ways, that goes a long way to making people feel more human, feel
exactly
like they matter and that they're seen.
Well, it's interesting. My observation these days, Adam, is that I call it a spirit of invalidation. It is bizarre what is happening in our body politics. You know, you got a red hat on. I don't want you to have a red hat. You're out of the club. Give back your decoder ring. Secret handshake taken away from you. All this kind of ridiculous stuff that's going on. But at the basis, and I think at the very hurtful basis of all this, is invalidating somebody and just saying you're of no value and no worth. Get out of here.
Yeah. You know, some research we did a few years ago speaks to this. We did this research with Democrats and Republicans, as well as Israelis and Palestinians living in Israel and Palestine. And what we showed was that when you ask people, why is your side involved in this conflict, you know, this political conflict or ethnic conflict, is it because of love? Are you in this conflict out of love for your own group or hatred for the other side? People will say, well, it's much more out of love for my own group. But if you ask people, why is the other side involved in this conflict? Is it out of hate or love? They'll say, well, it's because they hate us more so than they love their own. So if you think the other side just hates you rather than having in-group loyalty and in-group love, that gives you license to invalidate them. It makes no sense to try to come to the table with them because they're just full of hate. And in fact, people are much more driven by love of their own than anticipated.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that myopic perspective, but what do you do to break down those barriers to get people to realize that, hey, look, at the same love that you have for your side is the same love they have for their side? And, you know, because something has to give right now. I mean, it's untenable. I mean, here we are. We're in opposing viewpoints. We're paying for all this government, and what are we accomplishing, you know?
Yeah. Well, one of the things we showed, which, you know, I don't know if it could scale up, is just getting incentivizing to think more accurately about the other side, actually saying to people, we'll pay you more in our study if you actually get it right, what is the other side thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Paying people more made people more deliberative. And if we're more deliberative, if we take time to think, if we rely less on intuition, we tend to be more accurate. I think the other method that I'd be curious to test is if we can show people a conflict outside of our own conflict. So, you know, take Democrats and Republicans and show them some, you know, tribal conflict from maybe thousands of years ago. If you can show them that conflict outside of our current moment and say, what do you think these folks were motivated by? And to see that, you know, in any conflict, people are motivated by taking care of their own. Maybe people can extrapolate that onto the current situation.
Exactly. Well, in the book, you address, you know, how social media has played into this and perhaps exacerbated and given us a license for this conflict. And, of course, here recently, we just find out that Google Which we already had an idea was already doing. I mean, even when their chief executive officer went to the Hill, you could tell he must have had his fingers crossed underneath the desk in hoping that he wouldn't be held in contempt for lying for Congress. But then we find out that clearly they're saying, hey, look, we don't want President Trump. We're going to do everything we can to forget about putting our finger or thumb on the scale. We're going to put both elbows, if necessary, to make sure he doesn't get reelected.
Yeah, you know, I think what you're talking about is a reminder that ultimately machines and algorithms are driven by humans. They're driven by humans who decide the algorithms, data that comes from humans. And so what I talk about in the book is this need to kind of optimize human-machine partnerships so that you're making wise decisions, so you're not driving further division.
Right.
And so I think that's one solution.
Well, Adam, how do we get, these social media platforms are so powerful, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, you know, Google, what they handle about 95% of all the searches on the Internet. So they have an incredible amount of power. But, you know, it's kind of like sticks and carrots, kind of like what Donald Trump is doing with these other nations. There has to be a vision of benevolence and why it is in their better interest to operate as a benevolent and contributing factor to society instead of one of manipulation, for them to let go of one and go to the other, right?
Well, one concern might be the folks running these companies already think that they're agents of benevolence. So it would be hard to convince them that they're contributing to a net negative. I think, you know, in my research on social media, what's very frustrating is that you see it can be used for good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, for example, when you're using social media to connect with people who you have in real life relationships with, it can increase empathy, it can deepen connection, it can provide all of these positive things if you use social media as a complement. And so maybe educating people about the ways that social media can stoke fires of division but also potentially connect can make people use it a bit more wisely. Unfortunately, I'm not very optimistic about changing the behavior on the side of people running the companies.
Yeah, it's hard pressed because they've been doing this for a while, and this is intrinsic. I mean, because this is really what you're talking about is a hard issue, Adam. Until you're prepared to really address, the discrepancies within your own heart, you're going to continue this way. So really what happens, kind of like with the hashtag movement or other movements that happen in our country, is that those who are woke need to start throwing penalty flags out and letting, if they really want to see a united humanity, then we need to call out those things that, disunify us, that divide us, as opposed to those things that bring us together. Let's celebrate the things that bring us together to maximize our humanity and disqualify those things. But it's like, I said this morning earlier, that it's like somebody getting fat. You wake up one day and you go, wow, man, I got 20 pounds. How did that happen? Well, over time. And to lose it, it's going to take some time. And I think possibly, hopefully, your book helps us, promote the entryway of people who see the potential of the power of human and humanity working together as opposed to being in our respective corners fussing and fighting.
That is the hope, indeed.
So it'll all be your fault, okay?
Okay. Or I'll take the credit if it works out.
Well, I want you to take the credit, but I want it to be your fault, though, too, because this is awesome. I mean it in a positive way, of course, Adam.
Okay.
I'm just being a smart aleck.
Thanks.
What you've written is a gift to us in all your research, and thank you for that. Adam Waits, The Power of Human, How Our Shared Humanity Can Help Us Create a Better World, book available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Adam Waits, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers.